So, hello everyone. We have now the second talk in the Floskeln meet Science track, and I'm introduced to you Jens Pelsetter from the University of Bremen, right? And
yeah.
He's right now doing his PhD, and the topic he is talking today is part of his PhD, and he talks about semi-automatic approach for testing the accessibility of web pages. Surely an important issue, nevertheless, maybe one issue not on the top list of the developers. So it's your stage.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, yeah, long title, but it describes the thing I want to talk about best. First, some words about accessibility about of web pages. That most people think about blind people if they hear this topic. That's not the truth or the complete truth. Blind people are only one part of accessibility, an important part nevertheless, but that there are many more impairments which can affect the way you can use web pages. One example, about 8% of the male population can't see red and green as colors. So that's not too small amount of people. And what are accessible web pages? There are a few standards in this. The most important one are the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, which are available in the version 2.1 since last year. They are organized into four principles: perceivable, operable, and understandable, and robust, which then are split into 13 guidelines and 78 success criteria, which describe where the various requirements for accessible web pages. There are also some supplemental documents understanding the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, which describes the intent of the success criteria in detail, and the techniques for Web Content Accessibility Guidelines describes how you can implement them. Testing is not that easy, but I will come to that later. There are a few other standards, for example, the Authoring Tool Accessibility Guidelines or the Accessible Rich Internet Application Standards. That's if you are interested in that, I will give a talk in C119 this afternoon about these standards, where I will talk in detail about them. So if you are interested, it's at 2 o'clock this afternoon. And testing and web page for accessibility is quite a complex task. It requires manual work at the moment. Even there are some browser plugins which you can use to test some parts or some aspects of the accessibility, but not everything. And it still requires very manual work, and it's very time-consuming, and the guidelines from the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines are also open for interpretation. The W3C has recognized that and is currently developing a new standard, the Accessibility Conformance Testing Rules, which defines a format for describing accessibility conformance testing rules. And first, rules using the standards are available at a GitHub repository. Problem is that's still a textual description, so nothing which you can use for automatic tests. The intent is to provide a tool implementers a guideline for these things, but at the moment there are not very much tools which implement that. And the idea which I had is you should automate as much as possible if you test these, and for the steps which require manual work, you should guide the users through these steps so that they can know exactly what to check for. And I developed as part of my PhD a tool which is structured like this. First there is a service which has an ontology with the rules and executes the test using Selenium. I don't know if Selenium is, if you know Selenium, that's a tool which you can use for testing web user interfaces. It's often used to check if a user interface works correctly. And the service uses Selenium to do that, provides an user also a web user interface. Yes, and the real testing is done by a by multiple instances of a bot, which then executes the Selenium tests and tests the website. It the web user interface looks at the moment like this. It's all implemented in Java because the reason for that is that the APIs for using ontologies are only available in Java. So the easy way was to do the rest also in Java. If you want to evaluate a web page, you simply put the URL here, click start, and then the tool starts to run, analyzes the document, and executes all tests it knows. It first determines which rules are applicable for each element, and then executes the applicable tests. And at the end, you get a screen like this. This where you see the tasks which require manual work. And if you then click on the button, you see a screenshot with the element and the question, and simply click passed or failed. And at the end, when all tests are finished, you get an overview about the rules. For this page, many rules are not applicable. And here you see some rules which have passed or are failed. And that's it. Okay, a short the description of these ACT rules looks like this. One moment. So here, that's the description when this rule is applicable. You don't need to read this now. And in my tool, the translation looks like this if you put that in pseudocode. But the rule has three conditions, which the element must match to, so that the rule is applicable. And in this case, it should be a button, should be exposed to the accessibility tree. Every browser builds an additional tree of the elements of a web page, which is available for so-called assistive technologies, for example, screen readers. And not all elements are exposed to this tree. And this element should not be an input element with the type image, which, And now, if we are lucky, it still runs. Before the talk, I started evaluation of the FrostCon web page, which is still running. That's also one problem which I'm currently working on. It takes at the moment the testing takes very long, because the problem is a normal web page has many elements. The FrostCon web page has not so much, but for example, the start page of our university has about 2,000 HTML elements, and at the moment the tool needs very long to test them all, but I think I can cut this time so that it takes about half an hour for such a large page then to test. It's still a long time, but if you want to evaluate such a large page manually, you will need longer, because you have to look for each element and that for each rule. So the tool will save you time. And I think the tool also has some problem. That's so far. That's the current status. I'm currently working on bug fixes and optimizations, and I'm looking for possible participants which want to evaluate this tool if it's finished. So if you're interested, please write me an email, and I will get back to you when the tool is ready. Then some other talks. I will give two other talks here on the FrostCon, one this afternoon in C119, where I will talk about the standards for accessible web pages. And tomorrow I will give a talk where I will explain why accessible web pages are also useful for everybody, not only people with impairments. And some other advertisement: I'm also a member of the CMS Garden, which has also a booth here, and we have our own unconference in November. So if you want to meet us and learn about web content management systems, you can come to Essen. attendance is free, as here. Yeah. Okay, questions? Yeah.
You started the scan the proper web page here.
Yeah.
So you started the.
Yes.
You started the scan from a web page. Is there also the possibility to start it from command line?
Because
that
no.
would enable.
Not yet.
Okay.
Maybe I will work on that. What you will can do is to use a browser extension, so you can start it directly from the browser. But that's extension is still in development.
The reason I'm asking is if you could integrate this into your CI pipeline, that would be much more pleasant because you don't have to wait, you know, half an hour or however long it takes on your local computer, but you can just push to the server, have it build it, and at some point you get feedback.
You can leave this web page. It's not necessary to leave it open.
Yeah, but it still has to be running on my local computer.
No, no. It's a web service. It will run on a server.
Or on a server. But if I have that one instance of the page that I want to test, and locally I want to continue development, it's much easier if I have multiple versions.
Yeah. No, that's a second step, the integration in CI pipelines.
Okay. Thank you.
My question is, in which different output formats can you get the report?
At the moment, the question was in which output... Okay. At the moment, you can only get an output for humans. When the tool is finished, as there is a standard for accessibility evaluation reports in a JSON format, you can get the report then as export. So, as JSON, maybe other formats also, but the EARL standard will be implemented.
JSON would be quite fine. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks. What experience did you already get with this tool? So have you run it yourself on various websites, or have you had many other projects that tried it? And
So far the results were that many web pages have some accessibility problems, sometimes in parts which you don't expect. For example, one of the rules is that every element must have an accessible name which is exposed to this assistive technologies, and not much web pages have that for all elements where it's necessary. It's not only text for images, but also real labels for input elements. I've seen many examples where you have a visual label for an input element, but it's not connected with the input in a way which can be recognized by assistive technology.
Yeah, my question would be whether you have to specify like each page on your website.
At the moment, yes, that's also one of the next steps to automate the scan for a whole site. It's now the second step. First, get it running for a single document, and then look into how you can do it for multiple pages.
Okay, I have one more. Does it also work with, let's say, JavaScript intensive pages that have
yes.
only small
yes,
static parts and do a lot of rendering based on information that comes back after just some JavaScript calls?
It should. That's also one thing which has to be tested, how it works. Maybe you will have to define some interactions which the tool should do in the background. I don't know if you know Selenium. In the background, the bot starts a Firefox box. So JavaScript is supported it in this way, but maybe you will have to define some interactions with the page to get the complete rendering. And many JavaScript-based web user interfaces are really multiple pages, even if it's one page. So that's also one of the next steps if when the tool is running fine for normal static web pages.
Any more questions? But
how is it with the reliability of the tests? Do you, if you specify your rules, will it get
yeah,
all the cases?
Thankfully, the people which do the define these ACT rules, which I'm currently using as base, also define test cases for tools which implement them. So that should be easy to check. That's also one of the parts which I'm currently working on. As you maybe know, you find many problems when you start testing and when you are developing such novel tools. So sometimes you are not as fast with the development as you want. And I hoped that I could show more today, but unfortunately there are some nasty bugs which I have to address in parts where I didn't expect them. For example, this performance problem, which I didn't expect first when I planned the architecture of the tool. So that's one thing I have to address and which takes a lot of time to find the reasons where the problem is exactly.
So one more question about the development of the tool. So it's yeah. part of your PhD project. So did
yeah.
you develop it all yourself, or did
yeah.
you also consider what, for instance, I did in my PhD project, like using students with bachelor master thesis to continue the development of the tool? Maybe it could free up some time for you. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe at the moment. I'm working only myself on that tool, and I'm quite certain that I will finish it in the next months. So no, at the moment, no reason to involve other people.
I would be interested how the report looks like. If you have all, do you have some categorizations, like also that you can configure contrast level or descriptions availability not or reachability by keyboard?
Yeah, not yet. At the moment, it's only structured by the rules. So you get, for every rule, you get the output. In later versions, you will be able to filter the results, for example, for the VCAG conformance level or by other means. But for example, for contrast, the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines give a very explicit measurement, which is necessary. So there's not much interpretation, much room for definitions there.
May I also ask a question?
Yeah, of course.
I was surprised that you don't crawl the whole website, but you already need a half an hour for one page, even if it's a large page. But anyhow, this makes the problem quite complex to reduce the to increase the speed of your analyze.
I think one of the reasons why it takes so long is that the communication between the bot and the service is not efficient yet. And the saving of the results takes too long. But the problem is, if you, I already start multiple threads in the bot to do the evaluation. So, but you can't start all your own threads in a Java web application. So I had to split this. And I think I'm on a good way at the moment in the development to cut down the time the evaluation needs. And when that's, when I'm satisfied with the performance for one page, then I will do the things for the other side, for a whole site. I don't think I will crawl the page, a site really. Here, I think you will define which pages you want to be evaluated, because many sites have some typical pages. They are built by templates, and if you are the developer, you know more or less which pages are typical for your page, so that you don't have to evaluate every single page. You do the important ones, the complex ones, and leave out the smaller ones, which are identical from their structure, but only differ in their content.
Okay, any more questions? No, I don't see.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for your talk.
Thank you.
And thank you for the audience. And then I think we can close the session for the break, and see you in the afternoon.